5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and also with my co-hosting and most of the time best hosting, Crystal Ricks.
Woohoo! Oh, we're doing that tonight?
That's right. You deserve
Nice.
So, hello, everybody. How's it going? We hope your week has been fantastic. And we hope...
A good circus.
We hope your next week, because you're listening to this on Monday, will be... We hope your week will be awesome.
Knock on wood.
And we want you...
You just jinxed them.
We want you to share your awesome stories with us. So go to Facebook, like our Facebook page, and share your stories.
Wow, you're already starting with the shameless plug?
That's right.
Nice.
Converse with us, people. We would love to hear from you.
Well, let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week!
So, some things happened this week.
Yeah, just some.
Just some? I do have a list of things, and I had some good moments this week.
Yeah.
So, but why don't you start?
I had some moments.
It looks like your list is a lot longer than mine.
Well, let's start about tonight. Tonight was fun. About 20 minutes ago, I got a text.
Oh, right.
I got a text from my son's teacher saying, if your child watches the lunar eclipse, then write me a note and they get 10 extra bonus points.
I didn't even know that was going on.
I didn't either. And so, luckily we just put our kids in bed so they were still awake. So we took them outside.
And the two littles were asleep.
Yeah, which is nice because I wouldn't have gone outside.
Yeah, the 2-year-old and the 5-year-old.
Five? Yeah, she's 5.
No, she's 4.
Oh, I thought I turned out Jay.
No.
Oh, Lacey?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you sure?
Yeah.
She's 5.
She's 5. No, she's 4.
So we took our kids out because surely I want my kid to get some bonus points.
Yeah.
But also, it was cool. So we pulled up some chairs and went outside and...
Took some selfies.
Yeah, it was a blast. It actually was a lot of fun. I haven't laughed that hard with our kids in a while.
Yeah. Our oldest was quite tickled about some of the pictures we took.
Yeah.
So, it was funny to see him laugh so hard.
And it was funny to see you get angry for him to mess up the pictures.
Well,
you were getting so irritated, like, crazy, just smile!
He kept closing his eyes or moving or...
Making faces.
I'm like, come on, man! But no,
You were really frustrated.
It was lots of fun, though.
It was fun. So there. Your turn.
Oh, so... Something else we did today was... Played a new board game.
Ooh.
New family type-ish board game. And it's called Road Rally Thunder Track. And it's really cool because you're racing and you create your own track by using cards and you flip the cards over as you're going along the track and special things happen. But it's also super fun because you use your own Hot Wheels as the car. Like, you use your Hot Wheel, and then that's what you're driving, and then it's just super cool.
Yeah, so we have a box of Hot Wheels, and it was fun to pick them out.
We busted out. We made sure we got our vehicle. Of course, I used the Batmobile.
It was funny, though, because I was picking out my car, and our oldest, he was like, but don't you want this car? This one has... Like, we have a little Toy Story car. I had picked my favorite color, and he's like, but don't you want the Woody car? And so finally, I was like, why am I being adamant about, I want my color car? So finally, I was like, oh, I'll take the Woody car. And he's like, wait, did you see the spider car? And I was like, fine, I'll take the spider car. But it was just funny how it was, like, important that he wanted me to have the right car. But it's good, because I got first place.
You did. So, and it's really cool because they have, the game is originally, it says it's for 8+, So people 8 and older, but they have a 4+ version of it. So a very basic version that our, you know, our 4-year-old and our 5-year-old were able to understand. And then we tried the 8+ version, which added a lot more elements to it.
A little bit harder
for our kids, but it was still enjoyable. But we look forward to playing with all adults because that'd be fun too.
But they had another version for 4-year-olds. Did you mention that?
I just mentioned that.
Oh, sorry. I was reading my list. I'm sorry.
You weren't even listening to me.
They're listening. You don't need to listen.
Man, what kind of marriage family podcast is this?
I know. Well, it's a real one because I don't listen.
Oh.
But did you recommend it to them?
Yes, definitely. I would say.
Not for young kids.
So it's funny because we just read an article about how this parent doesn't like playing board games with their kids. And we can understand that, but they kept mentioning all the typical board games, right?
Shoots and ladders,
you know.
The one I hate is Candyland
and stuff like that. But what I'm here to tell you people is there's a huge world of tabletop gaming out there that you just don't understand, that there's lots of fun games that you as an adult can enjoy playing with your kids.
And if that's what your thing is.
So,
not everyone likes playing board games.
It's true. So if you like playing board games, I would recommend Thunder Track because you are going to be, and you can play the very basic version and your 4 and 5-year-olds can just grab their little car and go along the track.
But even with our 4-year-old, I did have to help her even on the simplified one.
Yes, but she's...
We were on a team.
But she still enjoyed it though.
Yeah. But when we tried to do the older one, she was like,
I'm done.
Yeah, she left the table quickly.
She's like, I'm bored.
Whatever.
See you later.
So, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Back to Candyland, though. I hate that game.
Oh, yeah?
I think I mentioned that. But it's one of those never-ending games, and the cards don't stack very well, so they always fall over, and for people that are crazy OCD like you...
I am not.
...and have to have your cards stacked straight, it's
they
annoying.
Do. They have to be straight.
And then you get all the way to the end, and you draw the stinking plum guy, and...
or the Candyland guy.
And it's like
or
the never-ending board game.
No. That's the game of life.
I've...
Or Chutes and Ladders.
I haven't played the game of life in years.
In my life.
I don't think I've played it since early elementary school because I hated it so much.
Yeah, well, Chutes and Ladders is one of those never-ending games, too.
I've never finished a game of Monopoly, and I never will.
You finished a game of Monopoly Junior.
Yeah.
That counts.
That one's good. Anyway, so speaking of boring stuff, this week I was tired, and my kids were watching a boring show, and I was on the couch with them. And I just totally crashed in, like, 2 seconds. I didn't even make it past the, like, very first 5 minutes of the show. I was so tired. And I always mention that I feel like every time I'm like, yeah, I fell asleep. I never do that.
Apparently you do.
But so on Monday or whatever, it was like Tuesday, I fell asleep on the couch. And then I woke up like an episode or two later and all 3 kids were sitting on me watching the show. But what was sweet is they had tucked me in. They put a blanket over me and then sat on me. So I was like extra toasty warm. It was just sweet that they thought of me.
They thought to take care of mommy.
And they wanted to snuggle with mommy. So it was like I was still being a good parent even though I was sleeping.
There you go. That's how good she is, people. So I just had to continue on with more games.
Oh, okay.
Because
you're making it that episode.
That's what I do. But, no, there's a new video game that I introduced our oldest son to. It's called Animal Jam. It's on the online computer game. And what it is this company has, partnered with National Geographic Kids. And so what you do is you go in and you create an animal. And the animal has its own animal name, so you never use you can't type the name in. You could just pick the name choices they have. So you don't use your kid's real name or real information. And so it's very protective that way, which is awesome. And you create an animal, and then you can go around and play mini games, or there's other kids walking around. Grayson was so excited because what you can do is you can make friends. Like, people add you to their friend list. And
what?
And so Grayson was going through, and he's just like, He's like, they just added me to my friend list. To add me as a friend. And he was so excited because these people he didn't know were adding him as a friend. And he just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
But isn't that like training him for the Facebook society where you only feel validated when weird people friend you on Facebook?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I feel like it is. He was feeling validated from strangers that don't mean anything to him in the real world. Right?
But he was just playing a game, though.
Well, Facebook's just a website that has ruined people's lives. I'm just saying.
Wow, way to be a downer.
Well, and I already have a fear of our kids being like those weird, you know, obsessive gamers that just live on there and have no friends and they can't have a job because they're obsessed and addicted to games.
If it gets to that point, I would take their games away.
It's like we're training them to be that kind of person.
No, I'm training them that games are fun, but I also said after a while, I'm like, okay, it's time to take a break. And I made him take a break.
I know. I just have a thing about online things. Well, you know how I am. This shouldn't come as a shock to you.
I'm just saying that it was a really fun experience and he had a lot of fun doing it and I support it.
Good.
So.
I'm glad.
And it was, but it was also kind of, there was a sweet moment too, because Crystal was out with the girls and Jackson was sleeping. So it was just me and Grayson, the men of the house are hanging out, and he was playing his game, Animal Jam, on the computer. And I was just sitting there and then I was just like, Grayson, do you want to play a game together or something like that? And he thought about it seriously for a moment, and then he's like, I would like to play this game still. And I'm like, okay, you know, and because I was okay with that. But then, like, a couple minutes later, he looked over at me, like, with this sad face. He's like, I'm sorry. He thought I was upset because he didn't want to play a game with me. I'm like, no, it's okay. So I ended up just playing my game while he was playing his game, and then we had fun, and we were talking while we were... Like, he would do something, be like, Dad, check this out, and...
I'm glad you guys can share that, because I'm like, ugh.
So we had fun.
That's great.
We had fun doing that. So, Animal Jam.
All right. Recommended.
Check it out. It's, and the really cool thing is, all their mini games and everything about the game is educational. So I gotta plug that in, because, like, he would click on something, and, like, the actual National Geographic, like, hosts, the kids' hosts, would pop up, and they'd be like, depending on where they were in the world, like, because he was in the ocean area, mm-hmm. So something popped up, and the person talked, it was like only like 30 seconds long, but he popped up, and he gave some facts about the animal that he clicked on.
Oh, that's cool.
So he was learning, and that was also a cool moment. He's like, Dad, look, this animal we've never seen before, and he clicked on it, and then he read it to me, and all those things.
Are you just trying to make me feel better?
No, I'm just saying the perks of it and let people know that are listening that it has educational value. And I think, and it shows already, but I think games also have a really good educational value for teaching kids how to read and to do that because
So does reading.
Well, no, but this is interactive reading. Like, and it engages the kids. And so he had to read everything and
A book's not engaging? Oh, you are opening up can here, buddy.
It's a different type of engaging. This is, like, visually engaging.
See, we are so different in this part. Because I grew up with my parents. They read to us every night from, like, I was a baby until we were graduating high school. But it was always, like, the classics. We read all the classics or, like, super historical educational things. And you were all, like, video game family and...
Family. Yeah, the cool family.
So different. So I'm so traditional, and you're like, hey, let's play tech stuff.
So
call it family time.
We read too.
I'm just saying, it's different.
It's good to have a
healthy. This is where we're different.
It's good to have a healthy balance of all things.
Yes, it is. As long as it's
balanced. What are your viewpoints, listeners? Are you anti-gaming, or are there some games out there that you think are good for your kids?
I didn't say I'm anti-gaming. I just think that, I don't know, it's... I'm anti-online gaming. That is true. But, let's continue on. Your face. It's like you're gonna rip my head off.
No, I'm just, we have our viewpoints, so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, let's talk about my highlight of the week. This, few days ago, I really questioned sharing the story because I feel so bad about it, but I decided that I'm gonna make it real, make it raw. But the other day, I was making dinner. I was totally distracted trying to get all the stuff done before you came home. I want to have dinner ready. And I was making real steamed broccoli. Usually we just do the frozen, like, steam fresh, but I happened to have a head of broccoli. Right? It's a head? I don't even know. It's a head.
Sure.
A head of broccoli?
Head of broccoli.
A big wad of broccoli.
If we're wrong, let us know.
Can you tell we only do freezer kind? But so I had a big thing of broccoli. And I steamed it on our stove because I've never tried that before. I even had to look it up how to do it. And so the whole time I'm doing it, Jackson's sitting there, our 2-year-old, like, Mom, Mom, Mom. He does that all the time. He wanted my attention. And so I'm straining out the broccoli. And finally I just turned to him and I'm like, what, Jackson? But I turned holding the strainer, not even thinking, and the boiling hot water pours off the broccoli right onto the face of our child. And he just went ballistic. And at first, I was holding the broccoli and I couldn't see his head, so I didn't know where the water spilled, and I just was like, I just disfigured our child! I lost it, like, in my brain. I pictured this, like, horribly disfigured Quasimodo child.
Wow.
And I finally, like, I threw down the broccoli and I picked him up and he's just screaming and I'm checking his face like, can you see? Did I burn your eyes out? And, you know, checking his eyes, checking his face. And luckily,
he was completely fine.
Whoa, way to kill the story. Luckily, the burns just were everywhere. No, but luckily it only landed on his hair and it was really red for a minute and then about 10 minutes later,
I was home, there was no red to be seen.
I know, but you came home and you're like, why are you crying, Jackson?
No, he wasn't crying. I came in and everyone was saying hi.
Oh, that's right.
And Jackson usually comes up, like, to welcome me home. Like, it's, like, one of my favorite moments of the day is coming home because all my kids run and give me a hug. And he's always like, Daddy! And gives me a big hug. But he didn't come up and he was sitting there and he saw me and he's just like, he looks at me. And then he, like, taps his head where apparently he got hurt. And he just tapping it. And I'm like, oh, what happened to your head? And then that's when Crystal's like, I burned it.
I was so upset.
She's like, I burned our child.
I was so mad at myself. It's like the dumbest thing ever. God, that's so like me to be like, oh, yeah, there's holes in this hot thing.
That's why it's a strainer.
Let me hold it over my child. Oh, man.
No, but he's okay, folks. No scarring or redness.
His hair is still there. I even had that, like, what if his head scars and his hair is going to fall out?
I think he had a worse time tonight when he decided to belly flop it off of the couch onto the tile.
That was not my fault.
That was just him being a 2-year-old and not realizing, if I belly flop onto the tile, oh, it will hurt.
Well, I think he was trying to jump off, but his foot got caught. And he just kind of, the angle got wrong.
Something, I don't know.
But yeah, it didn't, I mean, he has a little bruise on his cheek, but it sounded like bone crunching, skull smashing.
And we saw it happen.
Both of us turned and went.
And we're like,
at the same time.
Because he's like, we just saw it, and you know how, like, it all acts out in slow motion. And then all of a sudden you just hear this thump, and we're like, oh, like, we cringe, right. Like, we're like, oh, that had to hurt.
I know.
And it did.
It was awful. So I'm just burning my kid, letting him break bones on the tile. But I
had a pretty good dad moment this week, I feel.
Well, if you didn't scold your child, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
Scald them,
so,
not scold them.
So every once in a while, I do get the privilege of picking the kids up from school, just depending on my schedule and everything. But one day, I was picking up the kids, and Crystal stayed home because the littles were asleep. And so I went to go pick up Grayson and Jay, and it was raining cats and dogs. It was pouring. It was insane. And I didn't have an umbrella. I was just like, and I looked around and I'm like, oh, look, there's Crystal's hoodie. So.
What? You don't use my stuff?
Well, it was in the car. So I put on her big green hoodie.
I didn't know that.
And
it says Girls Camp on it.
That's right. And then I went to go get Jay and we didn't have an umbrella. So we're just like standing in the rain waiting for the 10 minutes to get Grace in. And someone offered to like come and shield us from the rain. And we're like, oh, no, we're good. We like the rain. And they're like, oh, okay. And then Jay thus proceeded to jump in all the little puddles in the grass. And then she slipped and because it was mud and landed and
see, instead I didn't know
of, that. Instead of me going like, stop jumping in the, you're going to get wet or you're going like to get dirty. It's just like, in my mind, I'm like, it's pouring. She's going to get wet no matter what. And so it's like, she was just falling in the mud and I'm like, eh, I don't care. And so, and then Grayson came out and it was still pouring. And by the time we headed back to my car, and we were parked across the street, so we had to cross the street. But where the road is, there was literally like a foot deep of water, like to cross the road mm-hmm. already, because just, you know, it's in that area where it dips low. And so that's where all the water collects. And I'm in my work clothes and I'm just like, there's no way to get across this without getting wet. And I was already, you know, getting pretty wet from it raining. And so I'm just like, whatever. So I just start trunching through the puddle. And then I turn around and I start kicking the water up at the kids. And the kids start kicking me in there. We're running and we're chasing each other in these basically miniature swimming pools in the street. And it was just funny to see people's reactions. Like, people were like, some people were smiling, like, oh, that's cute. Or some people were like, what are you doing? You know, and so I'm just like, I had a good time because I was just like, you know what? We're soaked. We're going to get wet. So let's might as well have fun and enjoy it. And so I proceeded to try to splash and get our kids even more wet. And then we went home and got changed.
That's awesome.
But it was a fun moment because oftentimes you get in those moments and you're just like, no, don't do that. Oh, right. Let's not get wet. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
because no. We have these like social rules.
Yeah.
Or rules that are there in place that everyone follows, but there's no reason behind them.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of this book I read a while ago, a long time ago, called The Last Lecture, about a guy who's dying of cancer. And it's kind of letters to his children. But he told a story about how he had this brand new super hot sports car and he was picking up his niece and nephew and his mom, their mom was like, be careful. Don't touch this car. Don't eat in the car.
Don't take anything in the car.
And he realized the value that everyone was putting on his car.
On like material things.
Yeah. And so to show them the lesson, he opened a can of soda and poured it on the back seat of his brand new car. And he was just saying, you know what? It's going to get dirty. It doesn't matter to me.
It's an object.
And that always stuck with me. But it's kind of the same thing. Like, I bet everyone, I mean, everyone thinks, don't sit in the mud because you'll get dirty. But it's like, they're children.
Yeah.
Like, those are the memories.
And Jay, even though, because those puddles were so huge when we were crossing the street, she sat down in the puddle.
Oh, my gosh. In the middle of the street?
Yeah. To wash.
No wonder people were looking at you.
To wash off her bum because mm-hmm. It was muddy.
Right. No, that was funny.
It was funny.
Well, except we are not the kind of family that owns like 5 million pairs of shoes. We have one pair of shoes for each kid and a pair of sandals for each kid. That's it. And so all their shoes got wet and the next day they were still wet. So they all had to wear like Grayson wore snow boots. That was a fashion statement. His big giant Angry Bird boots.
They were awesome.
I know. He came home and he's like, Mom, I was the best soccer player on the team because I had such solid shoes.
They're like, my boots gave me extra power.
Yeah, I was like, all right, that's awesome. So, no, it's good. It was fun. Except I had to do the laundry.
Yeah.
That's two outfits in a day.
Sorry.
But anyway, that's probably why those rules are in place.
There you go.
Save moms on laundry.
Save moms on laundry day.
Let's see. Oh, so I got to finally go into my son's class and volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so nice. After I finished, so I went in. They read Peter Pan as a class, so I did kind of a supplementary Peter Pan, was it story time? So I read books about a crocodile, book about a fairy, book about a pirate, and something else. Oh, being lost, like the Lost Boys. And then we did a pirate activity, and then I had him go on a treasure hunt. And then afterwards, the teacher said, "Now, kids, how many of you liked Mrs. Rick's activity today?" And everyone's hand shot up. And she was like, "So how many of you want her to come back again?" And every kid's hand was like, boom. And they're like, me, she's so fun. And everyone gave me hugs. And it was so validating. And I just floated home on a cloud. And I just thought, that's what's missing in my life, is I haven't done anything that makes me feel good about myself. Because I've told you, I've been in a funk for like 3 weeks or more. And after that, I was like, maybe I just, because I haven't been doing anything. I haven't had a hobby. I haven't even read books. And that's a big deal for me. So, I don't know. It made me feel good. I was like, I need to do more for me.
That's right. It's good to have, like, well, we talked about a couple weeks ago how you need to refill your canteen and you need to have some me time.
Right.
So, that's important.
It's kind of ironic that my me time was spending it in my son's class.
But you did it. You did something that you love.
Yeah, and
that
I love reading.
That makes you feel good. So, yeah, so it was a pretty good week.
I do. Well, besides burning the soul out of my child.
Yeah, well, he lived, so good. We'll call it a win.
We do have one more thing before we go on to our article, though.
Oh, okay.
We had parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, yeah.
And twice by two different people, we were complimented on our parenting.
Yeah, because we had to take all of our kids because our babysitter, unfortunately, was unable to come. So we had to take all four of our kids to parent-teacher conference. And so, and before we went into the meetings, we had all four kids out in the hallway and, you know, just waiting our turn. And
oh, I don't think we were complimented on that.
Well, no, because, no, the assistant complimented how well-behaved our kids were.
Oh. Well, most of the compliments that I heard on our parenting was because the kids that are in school
are being successful.
Are well-behaved. Not successful, but they were kind. That's the thing. Like, the kindergarten teacher said that you guys are doing something so right because your daughter is so kind.
And she's the mother hen of the class, she called
her.
Right,
she takes care of everybody. And that was like, how often do you get that compliment? I get enough looks. I got that grumpy lady at Sam's Club judging my parenting. But finally, I was like, thank you. I'm going to just hold that for the rest of my life. And then another one said, oh, because she told us that Grayson, our oldest, went up to the teacher, to Jay's teacher, and said, are you Jay's teacher? And she's like, yeah. And he said, will you tell her that I love her? And so she was so impressed that she pulled me aside and she's like, you guys must be great parents. And I was like, ka-ching.
Yes. We're doing something.
It was just, yeah, woo! It was nice. Although part of me was like, how bad are the other kids? But it was really nice.
So, yeah.
So speaking of being good parents.
Yeah. So you remember back in the day when you were still single, or maybe you were dating someone, but you weren't married and you didn't.
No, you were married, but you didn't have kids yet, or you were pregnant.
Yeah. So, and someone else's kid was doing, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that kid is doing that. They must be the worst parent ever. So.
Or what it is the statement I always said is, when I'm a parent, I'll never do that.
My kids will never do that. So here is an article titled, 10 Things I Thought Were Caused by Bad Parenting Before I Had My Own Kids. So a lot of good stuff in this article. And
We laughed pretty hard.
So we're gonna talk about it.
She said, the author said, I used to think kids who misbehaved or who seemed rude or did gross things must have something off at home. Obviously, their parents didn't know how to teach proper behavior. Can I please go back in time and smack myself? And, oh, now I know they were likely just normal kids, and their normal parents were just as shocked at what they were doing as I was.
Which often we are when our kids do something, like, why are you doing that?
I know. Well, what's so funny is I have a friend who I feel like at least the one that I generally walk with in the mornings, it's like at least once a week we mention something that we're like, oh yeah, I hated that before I was a parent. Or I used to judge people so bad. So this one made me laugh pretty hard.
All right, number one, tantrums. Whatever made me think parents could stop a toddler from tantruming in the middle of a tantrum? It's like trying to stop a train. A really loud train. A loud, out-of-control train that comes out of nowhere, and all you can do is dive headfirst and hold on to the tracks for dear life while a barrel is passed above you. You could try speaking soft, calm words to slow the train down, but, well, it's a freaking train. And good luck with that. So, I just love that. Because oftentimes, we've all seen it. We've all seen the kid throwing a tantrum at a store or somewhere. And especially before you had kids, you're like, oh my gosh, can't you get your kid under control? And no. No, you can't. Because they're a train.
Our 3-year-old is the crazy train. She always...
4-year-old. She's 4
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Sorry. Our 4-year-old, she has this weird thing where she's not doing anything, but she's going like... Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Where she just makes that constant noise over and over and over, and I just want to, like, shake her. But... And I've tried... I always... sometimes I yell, and sometimes I try everything. Bribery. And I finally learned, like, you ain't stopping the crazy train. And so what I usually do is I just say, you're not calming down, so you need to go cool off in your room. And I'll pick her up, and she's still going, and I put her in her bed, and then I leave. And then a few minutes later, after she's calmed down, after screaming and making that annoying noise over and over and over again, she always opens the door and just comes up to me, and she goes, sorry, Mom.
Yeah, every time.
I've just learned... I'm not going to stop it, so I'm just going to put it somewhere else where I don't have to listen to it.
Exactly. So, but unfortunately, you can't often do that when you're at the store. So
that's true.
You just put them in the basket and push.
You give them a toy, or you bribe them.
That's right. We are not against bribery.
Yep.
That's a word.
Number two is whining. Want to know how many times I've said, I can't understand you when you whine to my kids? 5,273,926 times, give or take a few. Seriously, kids don't whine because it works. They whine because they like the sound of their whiny voices. And because of Caillou.
Curse you, Caillou.
Luckily for us, Caillou's not on
Netflix. Yeah, we never had... Well,
or is it? I don't know.
I think it was at one time, but our kids never really got into it.
We've been warned not to let our kids watch Caillou, so we don't...
Do your kids watch Caillou?
Although... Lacey saw a Caillou book at the library, and she brought it up to me, and she's like, my favorite movie. And I'm like, you don't even know what that is.
Everything's your favorite.
But seriously, the whining. Oh, the whining.
Oh, yes.
And the worst kind of whining is the fake whining, where they're like not really hurt, or they're not really crying, but they're like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah. All right, number three. Not responding when someone speaks to them. So, two of my children, this is the author saying, two of my children have been non-responders despite repetitive talks about being rude to ignore people when they talk to you. One of them responds to people in her head and just doesn't realize that the words don't actually come out of her mouth. The other just pulls and decides doesn't say anything. So, pleading the fifth, kind of. Scenario. So shyness is a tricky business, the author says. So I don't know, we've never really had too much of an issue with this.
Jay
one
was always our shy
okay,
one.
Okay, she was, but not
it
anymore.
Never bugged me though.
Yeah,
it's I was like,
ugh. Sort of like, how dare you not respond, be like, she's a little kid and you're a stranger and she doesn't want to talk to you.
But
get over it.
As an adult though, I am the person that gets a text message and in my head I respond to them, and I never do. So, I don't know.
So you're an adult version of a not responder.
I know. I guess I had bad parents.
So, I don't know. This one doesn't really bother me as much as other ones, but...
I guess I have had times where I was like, answer me to our kids because they don't say anything.
Oh.
But it's not out of shyness.
I think I think the one thing that gets me is when I have to like repetitively get their attention. But that's not because they're not wanting to respond. That's just because they're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Grayson, hey.
No, mine is.
Hey, you.
Jay thinks it's funny not to respond sometimes. Or she gets in these weird moods. Like, I'll say, Jay, do you want macaroni and cheese for lunch? And she'll just look at me with this dumb blind, dumb stare.
The stare.
And I'm like, Jay, do you want macaroni and cheese? And she'll just keep smiling, and she kind of has this, like, crooked, smirky thing.
She's like, I know I'm being...
I know.
Something.
And then I always lose it. I'm always like, answer me now, or you're going to have to make your own lunch! You know? I guess that's the thing. It does bother me. I guess. But it's not a shy thing. It's just really annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, number four. Not going to sleep. Some nights... And I'm reading it, but some nights our youngest child can lay in bed for 2.5 hours in a dark room and not fall asleep. No exaggeration. 150 minutes. He'll talk to himself, sing, occasionally call out to tell us he's not sleeping, as if we can't tell. It doesn't matter if we've run him ragged all day. It doesn't matter how calm and soothing our bedtime routine is. It's crazy. The kid's a night owl.
That's like...
Story of our lives.
Yeah, we understand that. Like... I can't go to sleep. We're like, just go lay down. But I'm not tired. Just stay in your room.
I know. The one time, though, I realized, like, he really can't help it, is usually he'll be up and reading a book or he'll be...
Playing with Legos or something.
Yeah. And one time, we were like, put everything down. It's time for bed. And then we went in to check on him, like, an hour later, and he was laying in bed just staring at the ceiling. Yeah. And I was like, what's wrong with you?
He couldn't shut off his brain, basically. Yeah. That's what it is.
He does that all the time. So now we've realized we just let him.
Let him be.
Let him stay up.
Let it be.
So we used to put him in bed at 7:30. We still make him go to his room at 7:30, but his real bedtime's like 9:30.
Yeah.
So
he's probably still awake right now listening to us.
What's funny, though, I know the next day he's always like, that one part you said was really funny. I'm like, you listening?
You listen to us?
But, this is something I remember, because when our kids all used to go to bed at 7:30, I always judged parents. They're like, I can't get my kid in bed until like 10. I'm like, well, you're doing something wrong. And now I'm like, man, I get it. I'm sorry, people.
Well... Our youngers still go to bed.
I know. I think it just depends on the kid.
Yeah. Because Jay goes to bed really fast.
I know, she's amazing.
But our 4-year-old doesn't.
It depends on if she has a nap or not.
Yeah.
Like tonight, she's out way fast.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, next one.
Number 5, being loud. Some kids have no volume control. Their voices are just loud. They don't have to be yelling or screaming or anything. Their voices just pierce the air. Even their whispers are loud. There's really nothing you can do about it in short of muzzling them. So, get over it. Kids are loud. People that are like, I just think it's funny that there's a difference between like screaming and being loud. Like, screaming, I always tell our kids, don't scream. But if they're just being loud, like playing on the playground or at Burger King or whatever, that's just them being excited and having fun. But if they start like, doing that wailing, screaming, that's when I say something. But generally, I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
The thing that always is hard for me is we have a big Hispanic population here, and our 4-year-old calls them brown people. And so whenever at the store, she's like, oh, look at that brown person. That brown girl's my friend. And I'm like, is that offensive? Because you're being really, really loud. I mean, it's different when a little kid says it, but I'm always like, I don't even know. But it's just funny.
I'm sure no
one. I'm always like, shh. I know they're your friend. Just stop saying that.
I'm sure no one takes offense to it.
Well, you never know.
Number 6.
Number 6. Fibbing.
Lying.
One of our kids was born habitually honest. I was that way as a kid, too. I'm reading this, by the way. I remember the one time I lied to my mother, and I still feel ashamed about it. But our other two have gone through the normal little kid fibbing stage, despite our consistently talking about the importance of truthfulness from very early on. I still remember the first time I lied to my parents, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't.
I've mentioned it before on the show, but I was playing in the barn, the abandoned barn the street, because we lived out in the country.
Yeah.
And I stepped on a piece of glass, and we weren't supposed to go in the barn. So I told them I stepped on a nail out in the field. They believed it.
Liar!
Hey, I didn't get in trouble, though, so it was good. Just kidding. But no, it reminds me, Jackson came out crying the other day. All the kids were playing in the room. And Lacey comes running out. And she's like, I didn't do it. He was on the slide and he fell off and he bumped his head. So she comes out with this elaborate thing.
Like, she's like, she has like this whole story.
I know, it's huge.
And she just lays like, out this whole story.
He climbed up on the slide and he tried to jump off and he fell and he hit his head. And then we look at him and he goes, ow, and points to his leg. And we're like, you totally... If you're gonna lie, at least use the right body part.
Well, and then the and then one of the older kids came out and be like, this happened, and we're like, Lacey, why did you just she's like, I have to cover my tracks, even though I didn't do anything. I know I'm gonna get blamed.
Oh, I'm sure she was behind it with a story like that.
That's right.
But it was funny.
So our 4-year old is our habitual liar right
now. Oh, I forgot to finish reading it. But she said, I couldn't believe it the first time one of my kids lied to my face. How do you even do that? They say it's a sign of intelligence. Sure, let's go with that. It's better than, oh my gosh, my kid's going to be a sociopath line of thinking.
Yeah, I think your kids are going to go down the path of evil because they're liars. Nope, it's just a thing. So number 7, nose picking. You remember judging those parents that let their kids pick their nose? Every kid I know. At home or in public, they eventually outgrow it, but until then, it's a daily battle for years and years. Sometimes they just sit there with their fingers shoved up their nostril, not even moving it, just sitting there.
Yeah.
So, ew. Ew.
No. Wow, I have a story for all of these. But
our oldest son is a nose picker.
Yeah, I guess they're. Our baby is too.
Well, you know what?
He just likes it.
Everybody's a nose picker.
We're not going into this.
Everyone does it. Everyone.
All men
and if
do
you,
it.
If, that's right. All men do it. But no, if you say you don't pick your nose, you're a liar. But there's a difference about doing it in public.
I know.
In the privacy of your own home.
I was sitting in church we have a little kid program. So I was sitting with some of the little kids. And this little boy was like, hunched up against the wall and like hiding himself, and he looked really sad. So I sat by and I'm like, what's wrong? What are you doing? And I look over and he's just got this giant booger on his finger and he's just in there staring at it. And then he did the unmentionable
and
where
ate it.
Gets closer to his face and ate it. And for some reason, gross things don't bug me much, but that I was like, it grossed me out so bad. It was nasty.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 8. Not washing your hands after the bathroom.
Yep.
Washing hands was part of our potty training process from the get-go. We always washed hands after using the toilet, sang the song, talked about germs, the whole kit and caboodle every single time. And yet it took a good 6 or 7 years for them to routinely remember to wash their hands every time they went to the bathroom on their own. I can now add expert hand smeller to my resume.
Gotta smell if that soap is there.
My favorite is when our kids come out of the bathroom and we say, did you wash your hands? And they have to be like,
If you can't remember if you washed your hands, go wash them again.
You know, if you pause for more than 3 seconds, just get back in there.
That's right. So, the next one, chewing with their mouth open.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Please chew with your mouth closed. 10 seconds later.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Sweetie, please chew with your mouth closed. 10 seconds.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Sweets, close your mouth when you chew. 10 seconds.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Honey, seriously, you have to get out of the habit of chewing with your mouth open. What if you go to other people's houses and chew like that?
I don't chew like that at other people's houses.
Blank stare. Well, please don't chew like that at our house either. It doesn't matter who you're around. Nobody wants to hear you chomping your breakfast cereal. 10 seconds.
Chomp, chomp. Chomp.
It's like talking to a wall. But I just love that. What if you don't want to chew like that at other people's houses? I don't chew like this at other people's houses. How perfect of a like response is that? Like, who hasn't heard that? Like,
I remember saying that to my parents. Yeah, not like, about chewing, but like they say, I hope you never do that at your friends. I'm like, of course I
don't. I don't. Because you know you can, it's your home, so you could just do what you want.
Do what I want.
At your home, right?
Right. Next one is, I like this one. Number 10, all-encompassing. All the other gross things.
All of them.
She said, we were at a friend's house the other day, and I walked into the kitchen and found my kids' wadded up dirty socks on the counter, the kitchen counter. My kids' dirty socks on the kitchen counter at our friend's house. Not even my youngest kid one of the older than a decade and really should know better children. I didn't even know what to do with that.
So picture a kid from a super nice family with super stellar parents peeing on his brother's toothbrush. Yeah, that happened.
Our five-year-old pretty much licked his way through Disney World last year.
Oh, so awful.
We had to tell him to take his mouth off of every blessed handrail in the park. I'm not even a germaphobe, and it made me throw up in my mouth.
You're going to get the pox.
Right.
Going to get the measles or something from just licking a pole.
And then she ends by saying so many gross things.
So many gross things. So she ends by saying, do we teach our kids these things? No. Do they learn them from other places? Maybe. Do we do our darndest to teach them otherwise? Yes. Does it always work? Clearly not. There's a reason it takes 18 years, at least, to raise responsible, socially adept, non-disgusting humans. Fingers crossed.
Here's hoping.
So we just really enjoyed this article because we remember making comments before we had kids.
Oh.
And so we want to hear from you guys. What were some comments maybe you made before you had kids? Or what are some comments that people have said to you that you know don't have parents or don't have kids?
Right.
So that would be something fun to talk about. Let's talk about that on our Facebook page.
Or email.
Or email. And we'll let you know where to do all that right now. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You're doing a good job. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and email us at the... So email us. The email is this. TheClownCarShow@gmail.com. TheClownCarShow@gmail.com. Mm. I just want to make sure they know that. So gotcha. Make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate. And review. Our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.